but I wander from Hapley and Porkins. It began years and years ago with a revision of the Microlepidoptera, whatever these may be, by Porkins, in which he extinguished a new species created by Hapley. Hapley, who was always quarrelsome, replied by a stinging impeachment of the entire classification of Porkins. Porkins, in his rejoinder, suggested that Hapley's microscope was as defective as his powers of observation, and called him an irresponsible meddler. Hapley was not a professor at that time. Hapley, in his retort, spoke of blundering collectors and described, as if inadvertently, Porkins's revision as a miracle of ineptitude. It was war to the knife. However, it would scarcely interest the reader to detail how these two great men quarrelled, and how the split between them widened until, from the Microlepidoptera, they were at war upon every open question in entomology. There were memorable occasions. At times, the Royal Entomological Society meetings resembled nothing so much as the Chamber of Deputies. On the whole, I fancy Porkins was nearer the truth than Hapley, but Hapley was skilful with his rhetoric, had a turn for ridicule rare in a scientific man, was endowed with